Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are going to try to get to our topic, which is imagination, the doorway to being psychic, question mark. We're going to be discussing that and getting to your calls. We're going to first bring on our callers, and there's a few of you in the queue, so we're going to be getting to you first. Call in number 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And we invite our callers and listeners to follow us. Please do, especially if you call the show a lot and you haven't followed us, joined our Facebook pages. We appreciate your support. So you may find those pages via our Blog Talk Radio homepage. And the number to call for further conversation, 562-596-7818. And sometimes we will get emails from people that are not connected with us on Facebook. Those go into our other folder, their inquiries about readings and things like that. The best way to get in touch is by phone. So please call if you'd like to speak with us after the show. Don't email, because often those emails will sit in that other folder and we won't see them for several days, so it's difficult to know if you've emailed if the emails aren't visible. So call 562-596-7818 if you have any inquiries about readings. Okay, 310 is our first caller. Let's bring that caller on. Hello.
Hi. Hi, this is Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Hi. I called a while back. I think it was probably April.
Okay.
And you guys looked at relationship for me. I was kind of just starting with somebody.
Okay.
And you guys had said you'd give me some amazing information, and said to call back with his birthday. If I had it, and I do, and that's what I was doing.
Okay, what is your birth date again, Janet?
My birthday is June
9th, 1967. I'm sorry, I missed part of that. What did she say? 15.
June 9th?
No, I got the birth date, but what you said prior to that, because the volume was down. So I was hearing like your word. So you were saying that you'd called before and you got some information, but the question today was what?
I had called before about relationship, someone that I just started seeing, and you guys had looked at that and gave me some amazingly accurate information. And suggested I call back when I found out his birthday, and I have.
Oh, okay.
I was calling back with that.
Oh, okay. So go ahead.
See what's there. His birthday is February 2nd, or no, February 9th, 1960.
February 9th, what?
1960.
Okay.
February 9th, 1960.
Yeah.
Okay. Knew you were going to say February. 9, 10, 11, 21, 27, 9. So... was 9. Interesting. Well, your master numbers are in his month and day. Your 2, his 9 are his first 2. So that's interesting. So talk to her for a minute, Neil. And, of course, 9-2 become her master number, 11-2.
Yeah, there is a
strong connection.
Because the, your days are the same, 9, and your master number is 2 and 9, with 2 and 9. That's in his first two numbers. Your years are interchangeable. The 6 to 0 and the 6 to 7 match each other's years. Together, you're, well, it's a relationship, karmic, past life, intense. But the problem you're going to have in this lifetime is that there could be some trouble down along the way with, infidelity or something you find out that's not really, it could be that he had just a tough past, alcohol or something like that. That could be.
There was infidelity with his wife and alcohol.
Yeah.
That wife was the alcoholic, or was alcohol with him?
His wife, my husband. Yeah, both.
His wife and your husband. So the one you're involved with doesn't have a problem with alcohol, but he was involved with someone who did.
Right. Me too.
Okay. And you did too.
So you both have that in common. So there's that's the dark side. It doesn't mean there's going to be a dark relationship. It just means you share a darkness with him. And so that becomes, it bonds you two together in some way, in a negative way, because of the experience. Although you both may find a communion in that experience where you are better and, you're good for one another.
Right.
But that's where that's clarifying. But this actually involves an intense relationship, meaningful. It was planned. It was karmic. All that.
He's 59 years old. How long have you been together?
Just since like April. Beginning of April.
Does he smoke tobacco or anything that you know of?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
You don't know.
Well, this guy should not be. If he does smoke or pot or anything, he shouldn't be doing it. But if he isn't doing it, that's fine. But his numbers don't suggest that he could do that
and get away with it.
Okay. Well, it's a good report, Janet. It shows a bond between the two of you. He may ask you to go traveling on a short trip.
That'd be cool. I'm just looking at it, trying to, keep my eyes open and see.
Well, you need to be cautious on any account. Whenever there's a 29 in a number, you got to be a little cautious.
She's a
31. Yeah, I am.
So she's, also different. Holds, it's a different, it's different, but it still holds the 11.
Yeah, together they both have a 9.
She is, in fact, got the compounded energy. He doesn't, but he does have the 29. And it's in his,
What does he do for a living?
Karmic and master number, the 2-9.
He does computer work. It's all wireless.
I mean, how often do you see this guy?
He doesn't live real close, so not often. In the past couple of days, I've seen him a lot, but not often. That's an issue.
Well, so where is the relationship? Are you guys in a relationship? Are you dating, or is it just kind of talking?
No, we're dating. It's just slow. And I'm just kind of watching it. You know what I mean? We speak every day, all day. But we don't get to see each other that often.
Yeah, you're wise to watch it. But if you ask your question, it's got intensity, it's got a background, there's history, karmically speaking, too. There's some attitude that it could be a long relationship, but you will discover other things as you move forward that you'll have to
right.
deal with. And, you
right.
know, then you mind. I mean, it's not a nothing terrible.
Have you reached right. a level of intimacy with him yet?
Yeah.
So it's gone yeah. there. And he lives a distance away, so it's like a few hours away?
No, just an hour.
An hour? So
that's
yeah.
about 35 miles. What state do you live in?
California. Yeah, the traffic is... Yeah.
Yeah, 35 miles in California. Sometimes
where
50 miles can be an hour depending
where
you are.
California? Is it Southern California? Southern.
LA.
Yeah. LA. Oh, so, and what area does he live in?
He lives in Orange County.
Oh, that's an hour. That's about 45 miles, 50 miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, what kind of work do you do?
I'm I have a Reiki practice, and I do other creative outlets.
Other creative outlets like what?
Disability, yeah. I paint and create home decor.
But you're on disability, so you get a large portion of your income from disability, and you're able to supplement it with Reiki, doing Reiki out
right.
of your home.
Right.
Well,
and spousal support and all that stuff.
Oh, so you
yeah.
have
you're
alimony.
Yeah.
Alimony,
well,
child support, yeah.
You know, Janet, I don't know if that answer it sort of confirms the intensity of the relationship.
Yeah, I knew there was a karmic past to it, a past life to it. I could feel it. So that confirmed that too.
Yeah, for your entertainment.
I don't know what it serves this time around, but we'll find out.
Well, for your entertainment purposes, but we take it much more seriously than that. The past
right.
life, what occurred around the time of Camelot, like England, swordsmen, that kind of thing. Ivanhoe. So
yeah.
I don't know if in this lifetime.
I wonder if he has any interest. Do either of you have any interest in that time period or like
it's
reading
very
novels?
Very kind of old schooly, kind of deep in thought. I mean, yeah.
Well, no, that doesn't
That's
really.
That's not.
Does England have any desire on your part? Do you have any desire of England?
Or heritage, English heritage?
No, not that I know of.
All right. Well, anyways,
yeah,
well, it's not that important.
Searching,
and it would go into greater depth to discover what's really going on back there. But,
right.
But there is something about England. There's something about literature regarding that time era. I keep saying Ivanhoe. I don't know why, but...
Hmm.
Maybe you should look up Ivanhoe, Google it, see if anything rings a bell.
What's the nature of your disability, just out of curiosity, Janet?
I have lupus.
We asked you about this before, I think. Now I remember.
Oh,
maybe.
It's been a long time.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's I'm good. I manage it. I take care of myself. I listen. I energetically, I work on myself all the time. I'm good.
That's great. Good.
Well, the only
yeah,
thing we could associate with that is American Werewolf in London.
Huh?
What is that?
The American Werewolf. You know
on?
The movie The American Werewolf in London? You ever see that movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, okay. Don't forget about it.
Well, what? Well,
it was about a movie about an American who goes to London. And he gets bitten by a wolf. And lupus is the word wolf. So it has something to do. There's going to be something.
Lupo is wolf, I think.
Lupus.
Well, that may be the root word, but lupo
wolf.
In Italian.
So do you have a dog? Have you ever had a dog?
Uh-huh, yeah.
A big dog or a little dog?
Little dogs. I've had big dogs too. marriage, but we have a little one now.
Oh, did you ever have a big dog?
I've had big dogs in the past.
Does this guy have a big dog?
He did. Yeah, he was just talking about it.
Oh,
he was just talking about it.
He was just talking about it. So there's a little, telling me that there's some shadows of confirmation in my little presentation about a past life in England. But, you know, let it rest. It's not a big deal. I don't know why I'm going on it. Sometimes these things come up and you just share them. But what came out of it was something about dogs.
Right.
And I think that in a past life, one of you had contacted rabies. That's in a past life.
Oh, wow.
So in this life, there might be scars on the hand. There might be, I think your lupus comes from past life.
From rabies.
Yeah, I think that's where it's coming from.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Anyways, look up.
That's really interesting. I will. I'll look that up.
And look up that movie, American Werewolf in London.
I'll check it out and see what's there. Maybe there's something in there for me.
Yeah, it's a silly movie, but
yeah,
it's kind of fun. It's got some good scenes in it. Anyways, it's scary.
All righty. That sounds great.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Guys, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, lupus in in Latin is wolf.
Yeah.
Lupo in Italian. Lupus, the root. Okay. So,
right.
Okay. Anyway. Well, that's interesting, though.
What, that it's Latin?
Well, that, I mean, that it came, the fact, you know, the disability, and had I not asked about that, it wouldn't have led to the wolf and the rape. Anyway, so it's interesting.
Right.
Okay. So anyway, 812 is our next caller.
Hi. Hi, my name is Nicole, and my birthday is July 23rd, 1984.
Okay.
I have gone through so many changes.
She was born in 1904. She sounds really young.
Yeah, I've called before. Like I said, 1984, yeah. I'm going through so many changes in my life. I've done a lot of work, spiritual work, this year. Got rid of some people, met some new people, did a lot of clearing. This year has been very busy for me. My brother just got married and found out that his new bride is pregnant, and she's due in November. And then I graduated from college this year. And now I'm studying for my driver's exam. I was wondering what do you guys see for me to pass my driver's exam?
Driver's exam?
Yeah, like the written exam.
Oh.
To drive for a license?
No, I'm trying to get my driver's license back. I have to retake the whole driver's test again. I lost my license and I have to retake. Yeah.
So was it taken away for a DUI or something?
No, I was driving without insurance. I couldn't pay for insurance. I got in a car accident.
She got in a car.
So they took her license away because she was driving without insurance and got in an accident. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your degree in?
Medical billing and coding.
So it's like an AA degree or something?
A certificate.
Certificate? What's this?
Yeah.
So it's a certificate. It's not an AA?
No, it's just a certificate. I did 4 years of that, and I just graduated this past June. It was an online course I did.
Okay. So you did it online?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that can be complicated, that to understand that billing process in medical. I mean, it's
so is it like, do they, as far as placements for jobs, do they help you get jobs? Are they a well-recognized program meaning
yes,
you can...
it's the school I went to was Penn Foster, and they do help you get jobs and stuff like that. You have to call the school and stuff, and they'll place you with a career counselor.
So you made a change. You want to tell her she's 34, she's 35 now.
Oh. She just turned 35. So a year ago you made a change. We talked to you about on another show. I don't know if we did. So something, I don't know what happened last year. When was your accident when you had your license taken away?
It was in 2010. Took me a while to get to this point because I had other things going on. Yeah.
Okay, so what happened a year ago? What was going on about a year ago?
A lot of changes there too. I just moved in my apartment, just got a divorce.
I'm sorry, say that again. It's really hard to understand. You're talking really fast. Slow down a little bit.
I'm sorry. I went through a divorce last year.
Okay, that
and
would be a big change. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, I got my own apartment too.
Okay, so you got your got a divorce and got your own apartment. So there was a move and a breakup. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so today your question is what?
I was just wondering what do you guys see, and plus will I pass my written test for to get my license back?
If you're going to get your license back because you're worried about passing your written test?
Yeah, like I'm studying the book right now and stuff like that. And I was wondering anything else you guys see in the future that would be great.
I think you're going to pass your test. I mean, I think if you prepare, you're going to pass your test. I mean, you passed it when you first got your license, right?
Yeah.
Are you struggling at all with the material?
I'm just trying to remember everything I read, and then when they give you the written exam, everything's all twisted, the word-wise. The questions are kind of confusing.
Yeah, they can try to trick you. And when you get to, like, after, what is it, 70 years old, you have to start taking written tests again.
Yeah. But I think that's an 18, when you're 70, it's just an 18 question test. I don't know how many questions they ask on this one. But I heard it was pretty simple and pretty
basic.
What,
the
18 question test?
So you probably have a more comprehensive test.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't driven for 7 years?
No, I haven't. I've lost my license probably like back in 2010, so like I said.
So how have you been getting around for 7 years? How have you been getting around for 7 years? How have you been getting around?
Family and public transportation.
Okay. Well, you don't need to answer this question, but if you've been driving illegally in the last 7 years and you got away with it, no, good, because that would have been like karma for you. So I think you'll pass. You're intelligent. What are you worried about? It's just, you know, you're studying the book. This isn't it's not physics. They're asking you common rules of the road. And sometimes you got to memorize things, you know, speed limits and distance and when to make a turn. And they sometimes they're multiple choices. You know, you go like, oh no, which one is it? But highlight. Here's what you do. You take, you know, you're going through the book and just highlight facts and figures. Highlight the facts and figures and just look at that. Don't worry about the rest of the text. I think you'll probably pass. Your energy is pretty secure on that basis. You're building, you're in a zone right now where you're supposed to be through the worst parts of your existence. You're supposed to be done with it now. So now you move forward and you get into an 8, which is rebirth and money. Ultimately you're going to get remarried. If you don't believe that, I think you will get remarried.
She's on a cycle of her master number anyway, because it's not, you know, 34, obviously, it's not divisible. So you're on a multiple, 35, 7 times 5 is 35.
Yeah.
So you're still in a zone of change right now. So if you play your cards right, you can, you know, I think get into a career in the field that you want to.
So you got your own apartment.
Right.
You got your own apartment.
Yeah.
You're moving forward. You're taking the test. You're clearing away your karma. But what do you want? Uh-huh. Oh, you're going to medical billing. So that has a little bit to do with health and helping people in some regards. Sometimes you have to play by the facts and figures, but you might be able to help people get certain privileges in billing because you're very innovative in how you find out things and stuff like that. A lot of times people who are involved in medical billing really screw up. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they give the wrong information. So there's an art and an intelligence to it.
What's the pay scale for medical billing?
It can go from $16 to $20 an hour, depending.
$15 to $20 an hour. Is that where you want to stay? Or are you planning to get more education, do something else?
I was thinking about getting more education, probably like medical assistant or something like that. But we'll just see how I'm just going playing by ear right by now. I'm just taking one thing at a time. Yeah.
Right. I mean, then, you know, right. If you're in that field for a little bit of time and you can make some money and then perhaps, you know, do medical assisting. You can't do a medical assisting degree online, can you? Because you can. How do they do that? Because
yeah.
You have to do hands-on training for that.
The same school I went for medical billing and coding, they have medical assisting too. I didn't really check out the program yet. But I was looking through all the programs they have, the school I just graduated from, and they have a medical assistant also.
And is that a higher pay rate?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked in all of that. I've talked to somebody that did medical assistant, but it's something I'm interested in, probably somewhere down the line.
Is that more interesting to you because you are more involved with, like, patient care and you're doing more – you know, frontline work rather than behind the scenes, and you're more into the, you know, in a helping.
Yeah, that too. And also I've seen some jobs where medical billing coding will ask you if you have medical assistant background also.
Ah, I see. Okay. So the two can be interconnected. Well, it sounds like, I mean, things are moving forward for you, Nicole. And, I think the test is going to go okay. Just make sure you're really well prepared and get out there and start looking for work. It sounds like your program helps place you and you've got your own apartment. So things are going well. I think it's a good report.
Yeah.
Right. And I have one more question. You guys said you see me get married again. When will that happen?
Well, I don't know. I see a little girl around you, so if you don't have a little girl now.
No, I don't have no kids.
Do you want children?
Yes.
Because I see a little girl around you, so you're going to get married again probably and have a little girl.
She's 35, so she needs, I mean.
Well, you got a good
five years left
to get before you start to have to worry.
Anybody in your life right now, are you totally single?
I'm totally single right now.
Thought.
Yeah, I think I see a little girl, so that might. Okay, so that suggests you get pregnant. And that suggests maybe you're married. Maybe around your next zone's at 41 and then 42. You could, but you're already past. So around 37, maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Nicole. Well, good luck.
Thank you so much.
Please go. You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, we've got lots of callers today. 210. We're going to take you just a moment. We got to take 631 first, so I'm going to mute you.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sue. How are you?
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm doing good. My question is, I'm working now, but I'm looking for a higher paying job, and I have an interview Tuesday and Wednesday. Do you see me getting one of them?
Okay. Tuesday and Wednesday. So you're employed right now.
Yes, Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning and Wednesday at 1.
Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. And what's your birth date?
10/5/60.
Just two jobs. She's had a coma 22.
22 equals.
She's 40, 50. She's 58.
50. You're going to be 59 this year, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Just like she's born the same year as Janet, our former caller.
Who in your family was involved in construction or lumber, working with wood, houses? Anybody in your past?
I don't remember.
You don't remember meaning?
I can't think of anybody.
I don't know. I'm seeing a forklift around you, and I'm seeing wood. I don't know what that means yet. I have no idea. What kind of job are you looking for?
Teacher aid.
And what kind of, are you in that field now, or are you in a completely different?
It's bus monitor, but I travel a lot back and forth because it's just midday. I'm looking for something all day, one job with kids.
So you drive something? You drive a.
I don't drive. I'm a bus monitor.
Oh, you're a bus monitor, so you're on a bus.
The bus.
You're on the bus?
Yeah.
What do you do on the bus?
She watches.
Watch children.
Oh, you just watch the kids, make sure they behave, and you want to become a teacher?
Yeah.
You want to become a teacher's aide?
Yeah, I've done it in the past. I'm looking for something for benefits, et cetera, that pays pretty good.
I think you're going to get it. What, do you live in an apartment, or where do you live in? What's your situation?
Yeah, I live in an apartment. That's another question I had, too.
Why, you want to get out of the apartment?
I don't, but I'm getting help from my parents, believe it or not, at this age, and they're saying, well, if you stay there, your young son's going to have to help you, and they're kind of bullying me to live in a place that's less expensive, but it's like really older people, 70 and 80, like, you know, who are disabled kind of thing. I just feel I'll be depressed there, but if I have to do it, I will.
You mean they want you to live in a,
retirement plan.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be 55 and older, but there it's old when I went past it.
Are you even asking?
I mean, it's where when I'd have to go up 20 steps, which is fine for me, but they have there like the seat that people sit on to go up the stairs, and they have the railings in the bathroom in case you fall. I don't even take any medicine or anything. I'm like fit.
But are you even at the age that they would accept you at a place like that? You're only.
Yep, you got to be 55.
Oh, you got to be 55?
Well,
some places. Right, but some places are like 65, like retirement communities.
Usually retirement centers are 55.
Retirement homes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I visited a retirement center at 55 because somebody was interested and they asked me.
So what do you see with that? What do you see with the jobs?
Well, I think you're going to get. I think you're going to get the job. Teacher's aide.
Which one? Tuesdays or Wednesday?
I don't know. I guess Tuesday. You're kind of demanding. I guess Tuesday.
I'm not demanding. It's just I don't know which one. I'm going. I need one. I would rather. And I just don't know if you had any idea which one I would get. That's
why.
All. One is at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, and one's 1 o'clock on Wednesday. That's the only two I have.
Put your best efforts forward for both of them. Regarding the retirement community, they want you to move there because they're assisting you financially and it would be less money for them.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you got this job,
I would have to work a full-time job, and rent's so expensive everywhere. I'd have to work a full-time job and a part-time job and still not be able to make it.
But would it reduce, if you got this teacher's aid job, would it reduce the amount that they have to give you?
I don't know. It depends how much in comparison to what I'm making now.
How long have you been living at the apartment you're in?
Well, 2 years. So, you know, it's hard to move again.
Well, you know, I don't know. You're going to get one of them. I my guess is Tuesdays. I could be wrong.
That's all right. That would be good.
Okay, so that's my guess right now. So one on Tuesday you'll get. Just be very positive and, you know, stress that this is a job you want permanently. You've had experience with children. You know how to, you know, control children, and you love children, and you're very good at helping them and learning skills and all that, and say you'd be perfect for the job. And it's a job that you want to keep, and you're very serious and grounded. And, you know, give your credentials, your skills.
But do you have recommendations from your employers now?
Yeah. I mean, where I'm working, they want to keep me on, but it's just not enough hours.
Right.
Well, then you say you need more hours.
So you have good references.
Well, I really don't want to be on a bus six hours a day. You know what I'm saying? Like in the morning, and then you have a layaway from 9:30 to 1:30, quarter to 2, where you're just sitting there without getting paid because you're just taking the kids to school and picking them up.
Oh, ridiculous. So just say you have much more resources and talent for what you're doing. You just don't want to babysit.
I do. Yeah.
Well, don't say that. I don't want to babysit on a bus. You don't want to, she doesn't want to.
Of course, I'm not going to say that. But down deep, I know that I have more skills than that.
I want to expand. That's not a good thing to say.
Yeah.
I want to build on my experience, you know, working with children. I love working with kids, and I want to do more.
Yeah.
And I think being an aide is going to allow me that opportunity. I'm going to insult the job she has now. It's not smart. Anyway. But regarding the retirement community, personally, I think a retirement community would be great because it's quiet generally. But
well, I don't really want it too quiet because I'm a younger 58-year-old, and I have an 18-year-old son who's going to be living with me 3 days a week. So it's not like, you know, yeah, it's quiet, but I don't want too quiet because then it's boring. You know, they have things for people at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, bingo, and 12 o'clock to remind your medicine and potluck, but I'm going to be at work.
What's the difference in price between the two rentals?
Well, the price would be the same if I get a two-bedroom. They're just hoping that I can get a one-bedroom next year. And the price, let me see.
Like, difference?
Let me see.
One.
Oh my God, they're crazy. It's only $180 cheaper.
I thought it was going to be like a couple hundred. So, I don't know. I think if you get this other teacher's aid job, then you're going to be able to stay in your apartment. You should, you know, sway your parents to let you stay where you're at. The whole move is going to be a hassle.
Yeah, I think that, you know, once you get all this work done and everything, and that forklift that was seeing, I don't know, is the bus a yellow bus?
I was thinking the lift.
It's a yellow school bus, yep.
I'm thinking the steps lifting up and down is maybe what you saw.
Maybe I'm seeing the bus. I don't know. It's not important. I think you're going to get this job.
Not bad pay. Maybe I could pay more, and I'm thinking of getting something on a Saturday. I just don't want to work 7 days a week, but I'll definitely work if I can one night. I don't know. I'll try. I'm trying for something part-time besides full-time.
Okay,
well, good luck. We've got to take our next caller, but
it looks good for you. It looks like a good future, you know, a brighter future for you.
Yeah, please let us know if you get the job or if you
don't.
All
right, thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, 210. I'm so sorry I brought you on prematurely, but now you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Noreen.
Noreen?
Yes, ma'am.
N-O-R-E-N?
No, N-O-R-I-N-N-E.
I-N-E?
Yeah, I-N-N-E.
Double N-E.
I'll spell it now. Yeah.
You know, I was going to say I-N-E originally, but that would have been wrong too.
Yeah.
All right.
I changed it. When it was born, it was different. When I was born, it was a different spelling, but anyway.
Oh, really? What was it when you were born?
N-O-R-R-I-N-E.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, none of my versions were right. What is your birth date?
5/23/1968.
Gosh, you have such a young-sounding voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm still young sometimes. I have a 9-year-old, and he really keeps me young.
That's good. A 9-year-old. A 9-year-old. So in 2010.
Yeah.
Which was 42.
I was 41 when I had him, so he'll be
41
soon.
6, 7,
yeah.
20.
Well, you had a boy or girl? Boy?
Boy.
So that was on a not on a multiple because she was 41, but when was your child born? What day and month?
He was born October 28th in 2009.
Oh, okay, 2009.
Yeah, I went into labor a day before I was due because I was actually due on the 29th.
Okay.
Well, he's got the same master number as you. 22.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, no, no, no,
no.
No,
no, no, no,
forget
no, no,
it,
no,
forget
no, no,
it.
No, no.
Never mind, that was the other one. That was the other girl.
No, no. And 21.
Yeah, he has the same master number as our former caller, so
those
two are going to get married.
8/28/2009. 10, 18,
19,
20, 9, 11, 2. He's 29, 11, 2.
He's 10/28/2009.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's his birthday. Yeah.
I wrote down the wrong month. I wrote 8/28. Okay, so we're all confused. But you're a karmic and master number 34/7. So
what's your question?
Now we have that straight.
Actually, I'm very intuitive, but lately I've been feeling a little disconnected, and haven't been really connecting with any of my spirit guides or anything like that. And I've been really thinking about my family that's in spirit really a lot today. Like I have a sister who died at 26. I have a brother who committed suicide at 50, and then I have a nephew who committed suicide at 15, and those three have just been really on my mind, and also my parents are also deceased, so there's been a lot of death in my family, and they've just been on my mind a lot, and I'm just wondering what's going on, I just can't get it, yeah.
Okay.
Well, obviously you have some bad experiences, people dying, and they cross over.
Yeah.
But that alone isn't going to affect your psychic abilities. You've got a psychic, if you're not connecting with your psychic abilities, sometimes it's a matter of maturity. There's something that, it could be something physical. There could be, sometimes, you get hit on the head, you're not feeling well, you're in depression, you're not sure about your life, you're unstable. Those things can affect the ability to connect to the other side, but if you're mature and you've got your life together, you don't disconnect suddenly. It doesn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. You probably have a lot of turmoil. Are you single right now?
I can see that a little bit because I went back to nurse. I went back to I'm an LVN and I went back to get my RN degree. So I'm doing that, and since I work a full-time job, overtime a lot of times, and my sister's life has been up and down, so right now I'm helping her and helping support her and her and my niece. So it's kind of, it has been a little, since January, for sure.
Noreen, sometimes, when a light doesn't go on, it's not because the light lamp is broken, it's that it's not plugged in right or the plug is loose. Your plug is loose. Were you ever around a swimming pool at any time in your life?
Yes.
Meaning what?
Meaning I, when we were growing up, we actually, we lived in Michigan and we had our cabin on Lake Huron. And so we were there every summer and I was always at the lake. Always.
Okay.
Like we ran around the point all the time. And we,
okay. Have you ever in your life been unconscious, fainted, fell, anything like that throughout your life? Not just
yes.
a common fall. When was that?
I wasn't unconscious, but I just totally went down, and couldn't even catch myself. I didn't realize I was doing it. And that was probably in 2015 or 2016.
What'd you do?
What happened?
And I was in a very bad car accident, in November of 2017. I mean, I pulled myself out of the accident. I remember it completely. And they had to use the jaws of life to get me out, and they still couldn't get me out, so I had to help them get me out. But I should have died in the accident. I should have, because it was horrible.
Yeah.
People look at the car and they're like, "How could you have gotten out of that?" And I
How did you get into the mess in the first place? You go through an intersection or what?
Yes, I went through an intersection, and we both had green lights, and I was on my way to work. Because they were doing construction.
So
construction.
There was I'm confused.
From the other reading.
There was an error with the lights because of the construction work.
Yes. Yes.
So neither driver's fault. It was actually the whoever was running the lights fault.
Well, did you sue the city?
My friend said I should have, but no, I did not.
Why?
they actually eliminated that intersection now, and they have a curb there where you can't turn left there anymore. They've totally redone it with all the
things. That's irrelevant. You should have sued, but that's...
I mean, what were you... So, what were the extent of your injuries from that accident?
I had... I was just really sore. I had bruises, and I had glass all over my body. I had glass in my head. A laceration in my head, and I had a glass in my hand.
So you were actually very lucky. You weren't really terribly injured, and you were unconscious briefly, but weren't. It wasn't like you had severe injuries or anything.
Was the
like
car
that.
Going about 30 miles an hour, 25?
It wasn't going very fast at all, because I was already stopped at a light, and I was just turning. The other car, however, was going really fast, and I flipped about three times, probably four times.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the car accident.
On the roof, yeah.
The car accident, the glass in your head. And then what'd you say? You fainted one day or something? You fell down?
Yes, I fainted one day, and I didn't even realize. I was like, I couldn't get myself up either. I had to have my nephew get me up, help me get me up.
Was that before or after the accident?
That was before.
Okay, so
because
you have
any
some.
Time I've ever fainted or anything like that.
Yeah. You have some trauma, so we're picking up you have some trauma in the head, you're validating that, you've been in accidents, you fainted, so we're picking that up, and that has to do with what happens in your psychic brain is that you have disconnections at times.
Okay.
Sometimes it just connects, like when you're watching TV and it just goes black and then it comes back on. You have disconnections.
Right.
And that... I don't know. That can be enhanced by breathing exercises, visualization.
Meditation, maybe? Because my horoscope said I should meditate.
What'd she say?
Maybe that would help.
By
meditation, would that help?
Well, that's a tool. But you got to be now aware that you have a gap in your third eye that is disconnected from the astral realm. And you got to start visualizing through breath or meditation that being filled up again. You know, that's what it is. It's like a kink in a hose.
Okay.
When you have those hoses and you have to undo the kink, and you know, you don't, if you have a cheap hose and it has a kink in it, you don't throw the hose away. You just go, oh, it's not broken. It just has a kink. You have a kink.
Right.
Who knows how it got there? We don't have time. But that's what you've got. And you've got to learn how to straighten that out. And that can take 5 minutes. you know, and you do that exercise every day, and just make sure it's
okay.
And if you, there's no way to go into any more depth about your disconnection. You don't have a disconnection.
Right.
You have a, and don't, so don't waste any money. You know, who's going to clear away that crap? Just you have a little kink, you can do it on your own, and it will be fine, and have more confidence. Your confidence level, I mean, you have confidence, well, I don't mean that, but your confident level about being a psychic has to be improved. You don't, if you're a psychic, you don't, well, I lost my connection. I mean, you don't lose your connection.
Right. No, I know. Yeah.
But I see what
I
you
just
mean.
I just got to trust my instincts more and listen to what I'm being told is what I got to do. I gotta reach out. I understand. I agree. Yeah. Thank you so much. I didn't even think about it like that, but yeah, that's what I need to do. Cause I'm a pretty confident person, like in my work and all that stuff, but you're right. My psychic confidence isn't that great.
Yeah. So. Just improve it and you'll be fine.
Okay. Okay. All right. I do have one more quick question. I'm a little worried about my niece. Are you reading anything on her? She's 16.
What's her birth date?
Her birth date is 12/11, 2002.
2002, and she's having 11th, 2, 3, 4, 5, which is problematic. 6, 7, 8, 9, she's a 9. So she had a change in 2011, 2012, which actually, interestingly, involves her month and her day, 12/11. Do you know anything that might have happened around that time for her, first of all, real quick?
2011, 2012, she went to live with her dad for a year. That, I don't know, that it might have been around the same time frame.
That would have been a change,
Oh, okay, I think, you know what, I think it was, my friend just reminded me, I think that's when she lost her virginity. I do think that.
Really? At nine years old?
She was young. Was that 9? Oh, then I don't know. She wasn't that young. She was like 13.
Okay, so that wouldn't.
She wasn't that young.
Yeah, she's crazy. She's a crazy kid. She's a crazy wild kid. Yeah. Does she have any tattoos or anything rebellious like that? Or
She draws all over her body, but she's not allowed to get tattoos until she's 18. So she doesn't have any yet. But she wants them.
Is she like drinking and acting out and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, and
not
you said
drinking,
she draws.
But, you know.
She draws on her body. She draws.
Yeah, she'll draw all over herself. Yeah, or walls or whatever. Yeah, she does draw.
Well, you got.
And
yeah.
She,
so you,
my friend told me she does have a tattoo on her wrist that I didn't know.
Okay. So yeah, you should be worried about. Yeah, there's worry there. That I'm more worried about that than your psychic disconnection.
Yeah.
I'm worried about her. See, she's got to have some counseling. And
how
I'll
she's
going
to be able
else.
To impact that is going to be challenging.
There isn't, it wouldn't be outlandish to say that she could have some suicide ideation too, some exploration.
She's already tried to commit suicide.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Figure.
Yeah.
Does she cut herself?
Yeah.
Did she draws on herself?
She
does she cut herself?
She's a cutter, yes.
Yeah.
She does cut herself.
Yeah. You gotta have immediate attention.
What's your influence over her? I mean, how much power do you have in affecting her life?
I helped raise her. I'm like her second mom. I helped raise her.
Okay,
I have probably more influence than her dad.
So.
Oh.
Well, she needs.
As far as you know, getting her into therapy or.
Well,
she needs more than
a dysphagmic therapist.
She was going for a little while,
but,
and then she stopped. So maybe
kind of
she's a bit. Because she was going for a while, and then she stopped.
Well, she's all messed up.
Is she the brother that committed to who? What parent is this? How is she? She's your niece, but.
Right. She's my younger sister who's living child. My brother had two children, and his oldest, Rebecca, is like 22, or she's just getting ready to turn 22, I think, or 23. And then my my nephew is the one that killed himself, and then my brother killed himself 2 years later.
Okay, so this niece, her parents are alive, and
yes,
and doesn't have any siblings that died tragically.
No, she's got a brother that she never sees because he has been adopted out to somebody else. Yeah,
so there's
from
there's
her dad.
Problems.
Her dad had another son.
Okay, but that's not dead. So,
no.
Well, I mean, gosh, we're almost out of time.
She needs therapy.
Yeah,
She needs therapy, and she needs a good therapist, and she needs to be put on a program.
Program.
She should be probably go to a facility where she stays inside the facility for a while, for kids, troubled kids. She needs that, and if not, you're going to have big problems.
You're going to have what?
You're
going to have big problems if. She should right now be in a facility for teenagers where she stays in house, and she has schooling there and programs and counseling. She needs that right now.
Okay.
Well, we're almost out of time here, Noreen, so we do have to close.
Okay.
But hopefully that helps. You can follow us. We hope that you do on Facebook and call us again. Keep in touch.
Okay. How often are your shows?
We're twice a week, Wednesday and Friday.
Okay. Thank you so much. You've been very
helpful.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. We're out of time, so we didn't get to talk today again.
Imagine that.
Hilarious. Okay.
You know, we put these headings on the show.
That's why I stopped doing it, because we never get to the topic. And
well,
then now I do it, and then I know, so I have to change it.
Do we take care of the people that call, or do we do the, I don't know.
Well,
we feel
conundrum.
Compelled to help the people who call. But at the same time, we should maybe talk for 10 minutes and then take care of the people.
I know, but then they hang up. I mean, it's like people are impatient. So it's just, it's.
Well.
It's a challenge. All right. Okay. We're back on the air on Wednesday. Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Bye.